Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, time for Daily Editorial, coming directly from one of your comments, CFS, and that was your comment about the leaked documents pertaining to the Supreme Court and pertaining specifically to Roe versus Wade. Looks like the Democrats are at it again. Before it was the Floyd case, getting all the activists riled up. Now it's Roe versus Wade. Jimmy, that's your theory. What's it all about?
Yeah, I think that this leaked document, leaked from a February draft statement from Samuel Alito, stating that they would overturn Roe v. Wade, and that it would give responsibility back to the states, that it had to happen. It was a very strongly worded statement. And that leak is creating tremendous backlash right now from leftist propagandists, from the senior Democratic leadership. And what was interesting is within really a very quick turnaround from the time that this story broke, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, the leader of the House and the leader of the Senate, had draft statements condemning the actions of the Supreme Court, not respecting the actions of the Supreme Court, but condemning the actions of the Supreme Court and vowing to put legislation in place to ensure to protect the right for liberals and idealists to murder babies before they are born. So I thought it was pretty interesting that the timing and the preparation. There were activists protesting last night with prepared signs, you know, protect Planned Parenthood. The media, the left-wing media, mainstream media is going berserk. John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, published a statement within the last hour, it's 9:20 right now on the 3rd of May in the morning, but within the last hour, he published a statement basically saying that the document was authentic. However, it did not represent a final opinion. It did not have, you know, approval by anyone, and that it was absolutely out of character and the wrong thing for anyone to do. Yeah. So I think it's pretty interesting that he's asking it's mandatory that he have the Federal Marshal Service investigate who leaked this document. But the purposes for leaking this document are, I think, the more important issues right now, rather than the document or even overturning Roe v. Wade. Mm-hmm. But the purpose and the timing of this is, I think, really, really essential to understand.
Yeah, it is. It's I really, really have to wonder exactly how low are the Democrats going to stoop, in my opinion. I mean, and of course, there is Biden's weighed in on this thing. He's calling this a radical draft, and he's warning that other rights are now being threatened. I got to tell you, I got no use for this guy whatsoever. I guess murder is okay in his eyes, but it's okay if his kid is a cocaine and other hard drug addict. No problem whatsoever. Our country is going to hell in a handbasket, Jimmy.
Well, it is, and the leadership is creating it. You know, when you have this administration attacking a separate but equal branch of government routinely, ignoring Supreme Court law, or I should say Supreme Court cases, and it's been a numerous events with, you know, the border and other areas where they have just ignored Supreme Court rulings and found some other roundabouts. Of course, certainly with COVID and the lockdowns and issues, they've done the same. So they're willing to completely, in order to take power, they're willing to completely destroy the institutions of the United States. Now, there are two objectives that I think. One was to mobilize activists before the primary season right now. And I think it was very similar to the May inflaming of the George Floyd riots and the way the media and activists used that in order to really get people out and angry. Of course, that was, you know, in the initial parts of the COVID lockdown, and things had started easing off that summer. So they needed other reasons, right, to to achieve mobilization of their activists and
right.
get people out there. And I think that using this issue, that's one method. There's another potential reason that a lot of people are speculating on, that someone released the document in order to influence the court's decision and to maybe change the minds out of fear of violence, which I think is very similar to what happened with the George Floyd case, very similar to what happened in the November 2020 election, where there was so much animosity and so much anger following the summer riots that the Supreme Court and many other courts did not want to hear cases on election corruption.
Right.
And ignored them or turned them back to the states. And the Supreme Court stayed out of it because they said, oh, it's up to the state's responsibility. That showed a level of weakness on their part to avoid inflaming more tensions. So there's, I believe, a precedent set that the Supreme Court can be influenced by fear and threats of violence.
Of course it can.
And I think, unfortunately, there are activists that are using that fear the same way that Vladimir Putin uses nuclear weapons as a threat
right.
to stop any activity against him. You know, the left is using these this mobilization in order to achieve their political ends.
You bet.
And I think it's very dangerous for America.
One of the things that's been getting very dangerous for America for a long time, and this whole thing just goes on and on and on. The Democrats will do anything. Now, what I find interesting is that Joe Biden is a Catholic. We know how the Catholics feel about abortion. Nancy Pelosi is a Catholic. We know how Catholics feel about abortion. I think it would serve them right if the priests in their particular parishes did the right thing, which was not allow them to take communion. How do you feel about that, Jim?
I feel strongly they're not acting as you know, within their faith. So why
right.
would they take communion? I mean, to me, that's a pretty simple, it's a personal issue on their part, right?
Yeah.
God and Jesus would like everyone to repent their sins and to come
sure.
forward and
you bet.
Accept. And I think that's an important thing. I'm going to say this. I'm going to step out on a limb here because, you know, I don't like getting into these religious arguments
no.
back and forth with the people on the blog. But there's an opportunity here, in my view, for America to right something that's been wrong for a long time.
Yeah.
And the fact is, you know, no two individuals share the same DNA.
Right.
You know, saying that somehow you're going to ruin a woman's economic future if they carry a baby to term in 9 to 10 months and give it up to adoption,
right?
Somehow going to destroy their future.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a huge, huge mistake. If you don't share the same DNA, then what you're doing, you're making a decision to take the life of someone else at that
right.
point.
Right.
My mom was 16 when she had me.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be here. My five amazing, amazing children would not be here. They're changing the world. You know, I think that people have to take a hard look with the science right now and saying, wait, is this a life or not? And I cannot believe that so many people have been manipulated to say, well, this is the right of the mom, you know, the woman. Well, the woman has a right and a responsibility early on not to
right.
make decisions that are going to get her pregnant.
Right.
And if she does, hey, you got to take the licks for it. If you don't want to keep the baby, put it up for adoption, because there are tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of families that would be more than happy to take that child. And,
right.
you know, I did not have a good life. It was tough for me growing up. And I mean, we lived on food stamps. It was terrible. You know, there were many bad things. But you know what? I made decisions that made my life better. Everyone gets that opportunity and should have that opportunity. Taking it away from you before you're born, I don't think is a legitimate option.
No. It's not, very definitely. I feel personally very, very strongly about that. I'm not going to get into why I feel strongly about that, so just suffice it to say that I feel very strongly about that because of my faith. I'm not going to give any personal reasons, but I feel incredibly strongly. I'm very, very anti-abortion. I'm very, very anti-abortion, and I have been all of my life.
Yeah, I argue take personal responsibility for your actions. If you take personal responsibility for your actions, then, hey, if you're drinking and driving and you hit and kill someone, you know what? You're going to should take responsibility for it. If you steal something from someone and you get caught, you should take personal responsibility for it.
I agree.
If you have a relationship with someone and you accidentally or, you know, for whatever reason, get pregnant, take personal responsibility for your actions.
Right. No, I agree 1,000%. No question about it. This entire
debacle right now with the releasing of this document, in my view, is an attempt, political attempt, a coordinated political attempt in order to shift the narrative from some very negative issues that are facing America right now.
Right.
And regardless of how much they try, I think it's a ridiculous effort on the Democrats to use it to their advantage. I think it's going to further alienate them, because the bottom line is people are not that motivated by the abortion event. They're a lot more motivated by what the price of gasoline is right now.
Right.
They're a lot more motivated by crime in their communities. They're a lot more motivated by the fear of an incompetent foreign policy of the border. You know,
Jimmy, long story short, the Democrats have failed in running this country, and there's nothing that we can do about it. They are clever in terms of their political agenda. You have to admit that. They're very clever, and they're very immoral.
Well, that's it. No moral guidance, whatever it takes to win. No responsibility.
Right.
And again, the media is the tool that they use, and the media has got it wrong so many times, and no one's held accountable. No one's taken responsibility for it. I was laughing hilariously at Elon Musk yesterday's tweet. You know, NBC called Republicans Nazis and, you know, basically attacked him for Twitter, NBC in particular. And he says, okay, so the people that said that discounted the Hunter Biden laptop story, the people that held the Harvey Weinstein story,
right,
and the people that built Matt Lauer's rape room are the ones that are trying to say they want free speech. Basically hilarious responses,
right,
out there. So
no, I agree. You guys, I have a pretty good idea what you guys are going to say. I think we're going to be loaded with comments today, and I look forward to that. I want to know where each one of you are coming on this particular issue. Specifically you, Irish Tony. You guys, let's get some comments. I was up until 11 o'clock last night addressing them. It's kind of a fun thing to do. I like to know where you are coming from. Jimmy, thank you.
Talk to you later, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.